A coalition of fisheries-related businesses is holding a public forum in Anchorage tonight on House Bill 77. The controversial legislation would streamline permitting for the Department of Natural Resources. Earlier this week, people packed into the borough assembly chambers in Soldotna for a meeting on the issue. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, not one member of the public testified in favor of the bill.
Testimony went on for more than 2 hours. Everyone who stepped up to the mic was opposed to the bill, a level of agreement rarely seen in this room. Two major issues surfaced as sticking points. One was raising the legal standard for challenging a Department of Natural Resources ruling. Joining the panel with Senator Michicki and Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell was Deputy DNR Commissioner Ed Fogles. He explained how that would work.
And it's controversial. When DNR makes a decision, the first step for a member of the public that doesn't like our decision is to do an administrative appeal. They file some paperwork and they appeal it to the commissioner of DNR, and the commissioner has to look at it, and it starts a whole big process for us, right? So we're looking at these appeals, and quite frankly, a lot of them really don't have a lot of merit. People just don't like the decision. They may not even live in Alaska. We're trying to make it so that people have a good reason to appeal a decision.
He says the current qualification for challenging a decision is too broad, and under HB 77, that would change.
This makes it so that you have to write down why this decision will damage you, will harm you. That's the change here. You just have to show us how our decision's going to harm you. It raises the bar for an appeal. Now, I know a lot of people out there just don't fundamentally agree that we should be raising that bar, but it's a way for us to reduce the administrative burden of appeals that don't have merit. Just to keep it so that you have to justify why that decision harms you in some way or another.
The decisions the panel referred to were decisions about water reservation permits, called in-stream flow reservations. And what has people worried is losing their ability to save water for fish where it might potentially be used for something else, like a mining project. Fish and Game Commissioner Campbell tried to ease the concern that individuals will lose their standing to apply for or challenge those permits, and that government agencies would instead represent those interests.
Fish and Game has always been very receptive to partnering with people who are interested in securing water reservations to protect fish habitat. We would still be committed to working with interested groups and ensuring that those that share our interest in in-stream flow reservations still have every opportunity to partner with us in obtaining these reservations. So that avenue would still be available to anybody who is interested in continuing to work on these types of projects.
Campbell said the department has already taken 35 applications under its wing that would be disregarded should HB 77 pass, but that wasn't the kind of reassurance the public was after. Dr. David Wartenby, a biology professor at Kenai Peninsula College, told the panel that HB 77 is about trust, but he's not buying the administrative argument that HB 77 will somehow lessen the workload for reviewing permits.
Show me that abuse. I don't believe it, okay? I don't believe it's been abused, and I don't think it's going to happen. The other thing I wonder about is this. Well, we need this streamlining, but you know what? I have a problem with that when you tell me at the very beginning of the meeting that you have resolved more than 70% of the backlog of permits that you're waiting on. It seems to me that internal efficiencies have solved the problems that this entire bill is all about to try and fix. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Marilyn Cornell of Soldotna put it even more plainly.
But I'm an Alaskan from the tip of my hair to the bottom of my toes, and nobody should be able to tell me that I don't have a right to put input on anything the state government is going to decide.
Senator Michicki said he had a lot to take back to Juneau after the meeting. HB 77 has already passed the House, and it currently sits with the Senate Rules Committee, which will take up the issue again in January. Reporting from Soldotna, I'm Shaylin Cochran.